467.
467, I don't think you're going to make it to Richmond and Syracuse in 18 minutes. Maybe it would be better if we cut you in a little further in.
Why? Where do you want me to go? Because I, once you sent that, then I got to thinking, I know how to get, you know, go across the Ross Island Bridge, and go up through those, the curve there, get on 26, or 405, go across the bridge. Well, not go across, I know how to get there from here. I don't know what Arthur Highway is, but I think I can figure it out. But where do you want me to go? Because my route's done at 425.
Kelly, Arthur, 3rd, those are the curves.
Okay, I get it now. Okay.
Okay, if you know how to do that, just go ahead. Go ahead and start at Richmond and Syracuse. If you're late and you see your follower, give us a call back. We'll bump you up.
Okay, so I'm going to go across the Ross, or, I'm sorry, I'm going to go across the St. Helens, the St. Helens Bridge, right?
If you go through downtown, like the directions I gave you, you will be already on the other side of the river. So you won't have a bridge to go over other than the Ross Island until you get out to the St. John's Bridge.
That's what I meant. Okay, so I'm confused because right on right 6, left lane, left 405, so I am taking the St. John's Bridge. That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Yes, you will be taking, once you get out on Highway 30, the St. Helens Highway, Highway 30, you're going to go across the St. John's Bridge, like the 16, and then come in on the back side of Richmond and Syracuse.
Got it. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to sound so difficult, but sometimes when you look at it on the, like, you know, on the gas, it's like, wait a minute, it doesn't make sense. Okay, so when I get out there, I'm going to have to use the restroom if that's okay.
Do what you need to do. Send us ready for service.
Thank you. I'm leaving now.
Thank you. 1503.